Page 110. Activity 4. Taking Notes. Part 1.
Have you ever seen the old television show Father Knows Best? You probably haven't, because it was a popular comedy show in the 1950s, way before you were born. It was about a family, a father who went to work every day, a mother who stayed home and took care of the house, and the children, two or three, I can't remember. Anyway, in those days, that was considered to be a typical American family. But today, the American family is very different. First, families are smaller today than before. I mean, people are having fewer children. Second, more and more children are growing up in single-parent families, families with only a mother or only a father. I'm not going to go into the reasons for that here, because I want to focus on the third and biggest change in the American family, the role of married mothers and the effects of this new role. Consider these statistics. In the 1950s, only 11% of married mothers worked outside the home. In 2002, about 70% of mothers were employed. Why is that? Well, there are two important reasons. The first one, very simply, is that they need the money. These days, the cost of living is so high that most families need two salaries in order to make ends meet. The other reason why married mothers are working in larger and larger numbers is that they have more opportunities than they did 30 or 40 years ago. There are laws in the United States that give women the same opportunity as men to go to college and get jobs. As a result, women today are working in professions that were not as open to them 30 or 40 years ago. To give just one example, today, more than half of the students in American medical schools are women. So, to summarize so far, we've seen that the American family has changed dramatically since the days of those old television shows. In the typical two-parent family today, both the father and the mother have jobs. This means that most American homes don't have a full-time homemaker anymore. And that creates new problems for families. Problems like who takes care of babies and grandparents, who shops, cooks, and cleans, who volunteers at the children's school, and so on.